on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jotham Down store. A customer is just leaving. Listen.
I'm much obliged to you, Miss Johnson. Come in again.
Well, Abner, open the door for her.
Oh, yes, please. There you are. Come in again.
Where are your manners today, Abner? When a woman's toting a sack of flour and a block of salt and a can of cool oil and a peck of sweet potatoes, a gentleman should always open the door for her.
Yeah. Well, I was going to.
Don't forget, they're the weaker sex.
Mom, I was just so groggy smelling all that perfume that she had on. I couldn't hardly see the door even. My eyes were puddled up there, something wonderful. I was just sort of waiting for the air to clear up. Did you get a whiff of that junk?
Yeah, but don't call it junk, Abner. I'm halfway thinking of getting into that myself.
Mom, you start that and you can get yourself a new partner, too. Buy me a gas mask one.
Now, I don't mean I'm going to douse myself with it. I'm going to sell it. There's big money in the perfume game.
Big money?
I was looking at a magazine last night, and the thing was half full of advertisements for perfume.
Well,
I wish you could just see some of the prices they get for that junk. Peanut up to $35 a bottle.
$35?
Yes, sir.
What woman would want a 10-gallon bottle of perfumery sitting on her bureau? Quarter of that stuff would be enough for anybody.
Quarter? This wasn't even a pint.
Now, Lum, nobody's going to pay $35 for a pint of perfume.
You're right, they ain't. This was a 1-ounce bottle.
Oh, well, I go. 1-ounce bottle?
Yes, sir.
Well, surely you must have read that wrong, Lum. Must have been 35 cents an ounce. Even that's pretty high.
No, I never read it wrong. The cheapest one I seen in there was 75 ounce. 750 ounce, I believe it was.
So, what do they put in that stuff, anyway? Champagne?
Well, that's just it. Near as I can tell, all they put in is just water and artificial flavoring. I don't see how I can keep from making $2 or $3 million out of it.
Well, are you going to make this perfumer yourself?
That's right.
Oh, no.
And while I'm thinking about it, I want you to tell Elizabeth not to throw away any of her old pickle and mustard bottles. Wait a minute, I think that was our ring, wasn't it?
It might have been. I never paid no attention. I was listening to you.
You better get it.
I'll see.
Lum Eddard's the perfume king. Sounds good.
Hello. Got him now. Still having a Peabody doing the talking.
Oh, I never thought of that before.
Who? Yeah, our Breedy's here. Just a minute. Is Doc Withers back there in his office room?
Yeah, I think he's back there. Somebody want to talk to him?
Yeah. Yeah, he's here. Just hold the phone. We'll call him for you. Hey, Doc. Doc, you're wanted on the telephone.
If that's Grandpappy Spears, tell him to stop calling up Doc so much. It's supposed to be a business phone.
Well, it ain't Grandpappy.
Somebody wishes to speak to me on the telephone, you say?
Yeah. I don't know who it is.
Well, much obliged.
Yeah.
Hello. 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 You can't hear a thing on this confounded contraption.
Well, pick up the receiver.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Yes, this is Dr. Withers.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How old is the pig?
Oh, must be a case.
Yeah, good.
Dangerous age. And a pig, that is. Not so much for a horse. When did you first notice this?
Get to the bottom.
No, I can't say offhand, but I treated a cow once that had symptoms like that. It belonged to W.J. Hornsby, well-known community leader in Mount Idy, retired draft board member. Nice fellow. Mom, did you ever know W.J. Hornsby?
No, I don't believe I did.
Nice fellow. Married the oldest Potter girl.
Well.
Doc, I think you're supposed to be talking on the telephone there.
Yes, it's Mr. Pomeroy.
Oh, Earl, yeah.
Wants me to come out there and look at one of these animals.
Hmm.
This is my first case since I moved here, and I want to make a good showing. It's the first impression that counts, you know.
Yeah, well, you better get on the phone there and talk to him, then.
Yes, sir. Hello. And how about that cow of yours, Mr. Pomeroy? Oh, excuse me just a minute, Mr. Pomeroy. No, Mom, I was wrong. It was the next to the oldest Potter girl. The oldest one married Frank Ballmer. But they moved to Eugene, Oregon. Does that speak out, Lum?
Yeah, that clears it all up for me.
Good. Hello, Mr. Pomeroy.
Who's Frank Ballmer?
Hey, shut up.
Now, about this cow of yours. How's that? Pig.
Is the pig sick, too? Must be something contagious. Excuse me, just a minute, Mr. Pomeroy. Did somebody ask who Frank Vollmer was?
No, we never.
Frank Vollmer moved to Eugene, Oregon. Nobody really seemed to know much about him. Secretive sort of man. Closed mouth. They say, though, that he was an actor. However, I never actually saw him do anything wrong.
Yeah, that's fine, Doc, but you better get right
on. Excuse me, I've got a man waiting for me on the telephone. Hello, Mr. Pomeroy. Now about that cow of yours. Pig. I thought it was a cow. Well, sounds like you've got a regular epidemic out there. I'd better come out and have a look for myself. Sure. I'll be right out. Goodbye. My, how people do get confused. That man is so upset he doesn't know who's sick out there. That's the trouble with people. The minute they get a little illness in the family, they go to pieces. Well, I'd better rush right out there.
Yeah, you better do that, Doc.
This is my first case, you know, and I want to make a good impression. Watch the office for me, will you?
Yeah, we will.
Well, when did you know Frank Vollmer?
I never knew him.
Well, how did you know that he married the oldest Potter girl then?
Now, listen, Abner, don't you start that. I've got enough trouble with Doc Withers around here. I never will get to be a pre-human king if I've got to stand around here and listen to you two all day long.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, how soon are you going into this perfumery business?
Oh, just quick as I can. I've got the capital and $1,500 in the bank.
I thought you were going to use that on some deal Charlie Redfield was telling you about. Running up a lot of debt so you could pay him off with that money you got. You said you could make a profit doing that on account of the inflation or something.
Yeah, well, I give up that idea. I pointed out to Charlie the drawbacks of his plan, and he...
You pointed them out. When you left out of here yesterday to go over and see Charlie, why, you was all for the idea.
Well, one of us pointed out the drawbacks to the other, and I forget just which way it was. Anyway, I could see right off the bat his idea weren't going to work. Besides, I want to get into the preaching business. There's where the big money's at today.
Well, it must be if all that junk you was telling me is the truth.
Well, it's true, Abner. Here, I'll show you the magazine and let you see them prices for yourself.
Well, I'd sure love to see them, yes, sir.
Put that thing. Here it is. Here on the candy counter. Here, I'll just show you.
Yeah, let me see.
I'm more likely to have to put some advertisements in different magazines, but near as I can see, that's about the only expense I'll have. The water and artificial flavoring ain't going to cost me much. And I ought to be able to find enough old bottles to run me for quite a while. All right, here's one of them advertisements, see?
Let me see. Move your head back.
Oh,
that's just $17.50 an ounce.
Well, that's one of the cheaper ones.
Dangerous Evening. What does that mean?
Well, that's the name of it. All these free fumes got them kind of names. I'll have to study up something like that to call my preview.
That sounds plumb silly to me. Dangerous Evening. Nobody's going to buy nothing with a name like that. People have enough trouble as it is.
Well, see, they sell this junk to women, and they don't know what they're buying.
Rosewater would be a better name, I believe.
Yeah, but they've all got names like Exciting, and Startling, and Thrilling, and Moody, Dusky, Hilarious. I don't know what all. They're all there in the magazine.
What do they want silly names like that for?
Well, near as I can figure out, they're trying to make the women think that all they need to do is douse themselves with some of this stuff, and the minute some fella gets a whiff of it, he's going to start sparking at them right then and there.
Oh, no.
I was sort of thinking I might name mine Whiskey.
Whiskey?
Yeah, maybe just Help.
What's the matter, Long?
Nothing. That's just a name I studied up for the preteen. Help.
Well, don't name it that. Well, my legs couldn't stand up under nothing like that.
Your legs? What they got to do with it?
Well, folks would keep calling up here asking for help, and I'd rush out of here and get halfway over to their place before I happened to think all they wanted was a little bottle of perfume. Don't use that name. Call it Rosewater Lung.
No, that sounds old-timey. Sounds like something Moe's Moose puts on your hair after he gets done cutting it.
Yeah.
Kind of name I want is a modern up to... Well, that's one too good.
What's the matter?
Here comes Doc Withers back already. Must have forgot something.
Well, he must have. He couldn't have got clean out to the Pomeroy's and back in this short of time, I know.
Maybe he come back for more medicine and tools so as he could make an extra good impression on his first case here.
Yeah. You forget something, Doc?
No, I got everything was over there. Advertising circular for you and a postcard for me. It's from a friend of mine.
Wait a minute. You mean you've been over to the post office all this time?
Yes. Saw your friend Caleb Seahunk over there.
Well, just a second. What about Mr. Pomeroy?
No, he wasn't over there. Just Mr. Seahunk. Nice fella. Well, here, let me read you my postcard. It says,
hey, Doc, Mr. Pomeroy's got an ailing pig out to his place.
Ailing pig?
Why, sure.
Why don't they call me? Don't folks know they got a veterinarian in town? I can see right now I'm going to have to advertise.
Yes, sir, you could certainly see that Doc Withers is anxious to get off to a good start with his Pine Ridge practice.